it was a press briefing on our monitoring of the recent municipal and legislative elections that took place in Cameroon.
Now, if I may ask, what was the general impression of the report that you received following your observation of these elections that were recently held in Cameroon?
Compared with previous elections, because we've been monitoring many elections so far, and we've been giving recommendations on best practices to adopt, and I think that especially with the setting up of ELECAM and with the introduction of the biometric for the registration, a lot of progress has been made. So we were able to point out where we express our satisfaction with the progress that has been made. And we also indicated areas where improvements will need to be, more efforts to need to be made.
So what areas did the report suggest that ELECAM, or for that matter, the electoral body, should strengthen in order to improve the quality of elections in the future in Cameroon?
Foremost, we recommended to ELECAM that they have to strive towards ensuring that the biometrics is complete, because they use the biometrics only for registration. And we indicated that it will be desirable to include the voting and the vote counting modules, because they are available in the marketplace. And they would certainly facilitate and further improve upon the conduct of elections in Cameroon. Generally, observers were impressed. Even international observers showed their appreciation for the efforts that have been made, and felt that with a little bit of more improvement, ours could be a model for many other countries to copy. Because, you know, we've conducted elections time and again, and it has always been conducted in a calm and serene atmosphere. Even when observers come in with a strong feeling that there might be conflict and the outbreak of hostilities, that has not been the case. Usually, the population is demonstrating some maturity, and it is not surprising to me because of the programs that we've put in place. For over 5 years now, we've been educating people. We've made a lot of progress with the national program for the teaching of human rights at all the levels, primary, secondary, and tertiary levels. And so people are quite aware of their rights and seek to protect them.
What about Cameroonians reposing confidence in the quality or high standard of election, accepting election results, especially when there's a perception that even if the ruling party wins an overwhelming majority, then the accusation of rigging comes in?
As a matter of fact, our participation in the process is aimed at instilling confidence in the democratic process. And we do that by educating and sensitizing and encouraging participation. Because there were moments where some people thought they should boycott. They were not satisfied with the way things were going, and they felt that they could boycott. And we said that boycotting would not be the solution, and that it would be, you cannot win a race by not running. You have to keep running in order to be able to win the race. And I think that the opposition has been listening to us because they are participating. But I must tell you that even with the recent elections, the commission was still really disappointed with the poor showing of the opposition. Because you cannot imagine that out of 360 circumscriptions, municipal circumscriptions, there was no opposition in 242. If you don't position yourself to compete in 242 out of 360 circumscriptions, then you cannot expect to win, especially with the legislative elections. Because, you know, the 360 circumscriptions produce 180 deputies. So what that means is that there was the absence of the opposition in over two-thirds of the legislative areas covered by legislative elections, which means that right from the beginning, it was clear that the ruling party was going to form the next government and that the opposition was merely trying to place a few parliamentarians to sit in parliament and to play the role of an opposition, which would not be very effective. The commission would like to see the opposition organize itself and position itself better in future to be able to provide an alternative. Because if the opposition continues the way it is faring now, I think that the population cannot really see an alternative coming from there.